Welcome back to the show. This is your boy JTB in the house.
And I am his co-host, The Riddler.
We are here to set something straight. Like I tell you every week, you're welcome in advance. We're ready to see what's getting ready to happen. I would tell you what we talked about on the last show, but
we don't remember.
I just don't remember. But you will have been informed. So let's get started. Let's jump into the show right here. One of the topics I wanted to hit this morning. Like, it's morning time.
It can be. It's morning somewhere. That's why we drink all day.
I'm so used to being in church. Like, thank you for coming in this morning. God bless you. You know, get the offering basket.
And after that, get the other offering that basket.
And the building
Sister
fund.
May.
And the building fund.
And the building fund.
Yes.
And then we need that.
And don't forget the children's collection. Ministry and the visitors collection. Exactly.
And the usher board.
And the usher board. And the widow's fund and the children's scholarship that we haven't given to them in the last 10 years. We got to have all of that together. All
right.
What was that song from Color Purple? She's like, see, Daddy Sinner's got souls too. Get the song for real.
I did too. That's all right. Don't feel bad. I'm probably about the oldest one here.
So let's talk about guns and violence today. We're gonna try to take some serious topics today. Show you that we do have a serious side, and that we can be intellectual on our show.
All right. Who ain't got to lie?
So we ain't got to lie.
We said we was gonna be serious.
They wanted us to be serious for one show. They right. Censor us on our show, but the Band of Brothers talk about tickle bitties and everything. But they want us to be censored.
Right.
On Man. Shock therapy.
On shock therapy. Poontang pie and everything like that. Band of Brothers.
And Band of Brothers talk about everything.
Everything.
Right.
That's what we stuck with. Serious topics.
Right. Gun violence in the intercity.
Butterfingers and baby roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
None of that.
No.
But do we need better gun control? Let's talk about it today. What do you think about the gun control issues in the city of Cleveland?
What I think about them?
Yeah.
I think they're pretty under control in my view. Because let me tell you something,
mm-hmm.
if I may. Yes. I just feel like if the criminals got guns, I should have one.
Okay.
Either give everybody a gun or take all the guns away. That means either you make enough for every citizen or quit making them at all.
Now, if we take all the guns away, wouldn't a city that have guns come in and take
I mean, that could be true. They could come in here and raid us and give us all y'all money.
Exactly. We'd be sitting here like Canada.
Yeah.
But, with a probe on a stick.
As long as ain't nobody selfie.
I'm sorry, serious today.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, all right.
So, do you think that do you think that guns are the issue, or do you think it's the people?
I think it's people with guns that's the problem.
I get you.
I mean, because if you can, how can a gun be a problem if ain't nobody holding it, shooting it?
That's true. That's what she said, too.
I mean, you know. I'm going to leave that to you and your baby Ruth.
Selfie stick.
That's it. Yes, exactly. You
big dummy.
But no, seriously. With the gun control issue, I have to agree with you. I don't think it's the people. It's not necessarily, it may be the mentality of people. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think it's the gun's fault. I think it's the people and the mentality of people that has the issue with guns. And I think it's white people with guns are the issue.
So you saying the wiggers is the
niggas? The wiggers is the niggas in this issue, yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
I can agree with that. Because if the wiggers weren't making them, then we wouldn't have these problems.
Exactly.
Okay.
Everything that I know that's white has been bad. Cocaine. Bad.
I'm agree with them on that.
Sugar. Crap. Cause diabetes.
Message.
Bad. Bad.
Well, then, it could be us because we like fried everything.
Fried everything?
Yeah, that's how we got crack. We fried chicken. That's just my take on it. I'm quite sure there's some people out there that think the same. I mean, you fried chicken.
You fried chicken, but you know the lard used to come looking white.
What, and then it turned brown?
Yep. After you put the grease in that boy. I mean, the chicken in that boy.
Well, you still had to, you know, season it up.
Yeah.
Cocaine, you ain't got to do nothing to you. Just, well, you do got to put a little baking something. Soda to it. Hey, but that's a good source of vitamins because they do have B12 in there.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's what make you lose weight. That's why some of you them walk around all draining bones.
They be the strongest.
But they fast. They fast as what?
You get you a crackhead, they move your whole house in the next 20 minutes.
You ain't lying, boy.
Nah, you better hope they don't sell half of your stuff.
Hey, well, I guess that's how he got it moved.
Yeah. Like, nigga, why the truck ain't full?
Hey, he'll come around there. You don't need no U-Haul. Right. He got two couches, your 55-inch, and everything else on his back.
Exactly. I had a crackhead move a piano one time. Took it down the stairs. I'm like, you don't need no help. I got this monster. I'm buying you a rock tonight.
Right. What size do you want? 20, 40, 60.
Right.
I might even get you a whole 8-ball.
Right.
For yourself. If you move a whole piano
By yourself, you deserve this.
Hey, I will sit there with you and watch you smoke.
I don't want no
fumes though.
Exactly.
But you know, I'll sit there and watch you from across the street. You can't smoke it in my car. I never could get that, man. Why do people roll up blunts and then smoke them and turn on the heat?
I have no idea.
Me neither. That's not something I'd rather explore, but you know.
Roll up a blunt, smoke it, and turn the heat on.
Yeah, that's what they do. With the windows rolled up. In the summertime.
I guess that's supposed to help you get high faster. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never done that.
But I have been in the car when they have done it, and I have caught contact.
There you go.
So maybe it's the truth.
It opened your pores up, maybe.
It might.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it could.
Right.
Just don't feed me no bologna.
You want a man with me?
There you go.
Exactly.
Just don't feed me no bologna. I want a man with meal.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I don't think that the issue is guns. I don't think the issue is guns. I think the issue is people. And my point, I think is white people. Yes, I said it. I don't have a problem saying it again. You know, there's very few things that I like that's white. I don't like white ice, and I don't like white cake. I want to put chocolate in my white milk. That's right.
That's about sums it up.
Yes.
That was another thing that was white, too.
Mean too.
White.
White?
White milk.
White milk?
Yeah. Make your stomach.
Lactose intolerant.
Yeah, there you go. Give you the bubble guts.
Exactly.
Man, it give you them long farts, too. Like, hey, you know what's bad? Them silent killers, boy. You drink that milk, boy.
Oh, yeah. You know who's good for that, though? You know who's good for that? The Maverick. The Maverick is good for that. This Negro will sit in a room and just, with the windows up in the car with the heat on, and just let one go. Like, you know, I don't have a problem talking about him because it ain't like he gonna listen to the show.
Right. He ain't never heard Shock Therapy. We ain't never heard Band of Brothers.
I ain't never heard Band of Brothers. I don't know what the Maverick talk about.
Right. Oh, man.
He good for just ripping one like it ain't nothing. You be sitting there, I'm like, dude. Really?
Hey,
it better out than in.
Yeah, that's what they usually say, man. I don't
tickle bitties. I'm like,
come out smelling like wolf piss.
The most randomest stuff.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, God, I actually had fun on the Band of Brothers last week.
Why do we think it's white people? White people make the guns. Uh-huh. They bring them in here. They put them in the inner city.
Uh-huh.
Then they turn around and want to take them out. I don't understand. It's just like the same thing.
That's
they
so they
did
could
with
take
drugs.
Them and sell them something different. You got old models. We need you to get you something new.
Yeah, and then they take them old models. And right. then they go and sell them overseas somewhere.
Right, they sell refurbished to the Arabs.
Yeah, and then they
and come then drop and, a bomb on them. That's them. Messed up.
You're welcome.
I just took care of all of culture, right? I just told you how the society works. They sell you new to the urban community so that you could go ahead and kill off yourself. Right. Then they take your refurbished guns and sell them across seas. And you know they getting that.
The funny thing about everybody.
And bomb everybody. The funny thing about it is that they had them build your new guns.
Hey, and trade them in and sell them back to you.
Sell them back to you. Right.
That's what they are. The United States government ain't nothing but a bunch of bad used car salesmen.
For real.
A bunch of bad used car salesmen.
It's the biggest mob I've ever lived under before.
Right. They'll take a brand new hoopty, turn it into a lemon.
Right. And sell it. And sell it full price.
Right.
It only had one owner.
Right. I'm bringing this car back. It's too late.
Right. Right. Your 3-day grace period is up.
It's up. Let's get this ball rolling.
Right. Right.
And you rolling too.
Right. Right. That's crazy. So I don't get it. I don't get it. But however.
Well, I don't think we have to get it. I just think we have to understand it.
What?
My point is accurate. That was my point exactly. You don't have to get something to understand it. And right about then, they be like, you're right.
Yeah. That's what we've been telling you the whole time.
Right. Why you keep asking
right.
to something that has no answer to?
Exactly. It's like, just that's what we told
right.
your dude who sold us to you.
There you go. Right there.
Right.
Right.
We told him, we said, Montumbo. Listen. You don't have to get it. I just need you to understand it. Right. I need me about 20,000 Negroes
just
here
like
on
you.
The shore by tomorrow evening. You gonna do it, Montumbo? They're gonna do it, boss. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go. By any means necessary. That's where that term came from. He told Montumbo over there in Africa, by any means necessary, get those Negroes to the shore. Montumbo said, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, if y'all didn't have feet, we was grabbing nubs.
Yeah.
If you ain't had no ears, we
Montumbo
ain't had no
was doing all types
lips.
Of stuff. Montumbo was over there promising. They never got it. He had about 10,000 Negroes right there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, he was trying to give everybody a slice of poontang pie.
Poontang pie. It's shock therapy.
Right. Very shocking.
This is how slavery was invented. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
There you go.
You're welcome.
The invention
of slavery.
Of slavery.
But you know what? That's really not how... That's really not how it started, though. Truthfully enough, I'll be serious for a minute. Truthfully enough, slavery was initiated with the Indian culture. Did you know that? It was initiated with the Indian culture. This is where the Gandhi Revolution came into play because they were trying to escape slavery. And from that movement of the Caucasian society enslaving the Indian people, they then took that same information and knowledge and put it over into the black culture and enslaved them with the same things that they had with the Indian nation. You're welcome.
Now, did that...
Message!
Are you talking about Geronimo?
And, Geronimo?
Yeah, you said Indian.
Yeah, no, not that Indian.
Oh, okay. My bad, I need to be a little bit more specific.
You big dummy.
I thought maybe you was talking about Geronimo Pratt.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You know,
they've been pimping us for years.
He was a little Indian, too. He was full,
he was full
of pledge, you know, N-word, but he was, you know, well, not N-word because he was educated.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No. The Indian culture, you know, the dot people, the ones who put the dots in the middle of their forehead.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah, dot people.
Yeah. Oh, the dot people.
Dot people,
the
yeah.
People that, you know, go push their head up against the door.
Yeah. Falafel. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, those are Arabs. Falafel. That's
Indian.
That's that potato recipe, ain't it?
Falafel?
Yeah. How'd it go? Is it made out of potatoes? And
it's Indian people. I'll grab a random dot person and ask them.
Okay.
I've never made it myself.
No, I was just asking because a lady at our job,
she's a dot person?
No, she's not a dot person. She's I think she's Arabic. And she's her family's from Jerusalem, I think. Somewhere, I don't know, man.
How that work?
I don't know either. She just told me about it one day. She said she was Arabic, but she's a Christian.
Huh?
Yeah.
She confused.
Well, that's beyond the least things that I would say about it.
Oh, wow.
But that's what she said, you know.
She's Indian from...
No, she's not Indian.
She's Arabic from Jerusalem. And she's Christian.
Yeah. With a combination, huh?
Yeah. I don't think the Arabics like the Jews.
I didn't think so either. Cause
and the Jews don't like Christianity. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's just awkward all the way around. So, but that's where I first heard about that
she's
philosophy.
Like a walking mistake.
Well,
Sarah. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome.
I forgot what we was talking about. But to sum it all up, that's gun control. You're welcome. You're welcome. That's how it started, and all the way back with culture and history, and all of that other
and
stuff.
Slaves. Yeah, might be even a little drunk history in there too. You never know.
Could be true.
I like that show though. Actually,
which one?
Drunk History. You ain't never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Man, that show was unbelievably amazing.
You know, I gotta go. Whenever you tell me about a show, I had to go back and look it up and check it out. And I wind up liking it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Watch the one where they got with Harriet Tubman on there.
She was drunk? In history?
No, it's drunk people telling the history.
Drunk people telling the history?
Yeah.
That's what drunk history is.
That's what drunk history is, man.
I might like that. I might like that.
Trust me, you'll love it. I do.
So you got drunk people telling history.
I
could probably get into that.
Random drunk people telling history. I mean, you know, they stars or whatever, but they random as what?
They should put me on the show. I don't even need a drink.
Yes. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
I just explained how slavery came apart.
Yeah, and that's why I said
it's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least to my understanding. Yeah. It's the truth.
We don't need no history books. We black already, so we already had the black
experience. We understand the struggle.
We understand the struggle. And Ruggles ice cream, where that came from, cookies and cream.
Scoop yum yum.
Yep, there you go.
Yes.
Or, what is it, Tinkle Bitties?
Tinkle Bitties. Maverick.
Or the Toucan.
The Toucan, that's right. He did it. I call it the Toucan. I call it the Toucan.
What is the Toucan?
Yeah,
you know, when you get the Toucan.
So they could talk about that on Band of Brothers.
But we got to be serious.
I got to be serious. On Shock Therapy. No,
right, exactly.
The name of the show don't even sound right. Let me go back to my serious side.
Well, the name of this show going to be Therapy for All.
Therapy for All.
Because
I'm
going to
get my glasses. I'm going to wear my glasses, put a stethoscope on, and give me a couple of nurses to sit on my lap.
Hey, man, that sounds like a plan right there.
Yeah.
I like that. That sounds pretty awesome.
Hey, that's Therapy for All.
Yeah.
I think it's a therapeutic method.
And me too.
Of getting things done.
That sounds like a whole bunch of massages. Mm-hmm. Maybe a selfie stick involved. Tinkle Bitties.
Tinkle Bitties.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo!
But back to my serious side. Because how dare we be on Shock Therapy and not be serious?
Right. Or be silly.
Exactly. So here's another one. does violence and rap music have a negative influence on our children?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so either.
Well, it didn't for me. Maybe these kids think that it's something else.
They may think it's actually real.
They might, because they seem to think that everything that come on TV is real. So that means everything from rap to videos TV to lies? Roots.
You mean to tell me TV lies?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, TV lies. Every Isn't now and this again, how we're they raising tell the untruths. Modern
generation for the future?
Yes.
Through TV.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
And they don't want to see that. But they can walk around all day with tablets and smartphones.
Exactly. And stupid as they want to be.
Right. How do you be a stupid person with a smartphone? It just don't make sense.
Exactly. You know how to run an app, but you can't read a book.
Right.
Come on. Complete fail.
Yeah.
Complete fail.
Very epic fail.
You can't even. You know what? You know I'm gonna tell you what I hate. I think we did this. What was that show we did where we said we are? What was it? Things that aggravate us or something like that.
Oh yeah. What are your vices?
My vices.
Yeah.
One of my vices is hearing people talk and they write the same way they talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like they a third person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'd be skipping over words.
They be talking stupid. Talking about something. Man, Mark ain't gonna let this happen to me. This ain't gonna happen to Jim. I'm like, dude, your name is Jim.
Your name is Jim.
Are you talking about yourself?
They talk like they ain't even standing there. Yeah. Like, really, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh.
Or the part that I hate when people. Nah, I may not be the greatest educated spelling man in the world,
or the sharpest knife in the drawer. It's like I look.
Right, right. But I still know how to cut through some things.
Yeah. Air is one of them.
Yeah. All I know is I hate to see people who talk the way they write. And what I mean by that is they spell words wrong and they say it the same way they spell it.
This sucks. S-U-X.
Yeah. I be going out to the store. The store. S-D-O-R-E.
And I write stuff back. Master said you could do that.
Yeah. This stupid stuff. Now, you know, by all means, I understand that we have a Ebonic culture on
or short text.
Short text. But it's just that. Short text. You can't. Don't speak to me the same way you write.
Yeah, I can agree in some instances. Some things need to explain, but then pick up your phone.
It tells you when you're saying something wrong.
Right. I don't like that autocorrect. Don't correct me when I'm trying to spell. What you think?
Don't correct you on what you're trying to spell?
Yeah, on the smartphone.
Oh, well, see, that's different.
Why is that different?
No, I'm saying that's different.
Oh, okay.
I don't want the phone. If I'm trying to spell it the way I want, don't tell me it's wrong. Yeah. If I spell out N-I-G-G-A, I don't want you to put nugget. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a nugget. It's a nigga.
Right, exactly.
It's a difference.
Put the E-R back on there.
Right. I don't want you to change what I'm saying. I'm calling this person out their name for a reason.
Right.
Yes.
That includes wiggers too.
Wiggers.
You know.
I'm gonna start utilizing that word a little more.
They about one in the same.
Yeah. You know, I had a list of all the racial slurs that we use that's known in America.
For us?
For everyone.
Okay.
I'll bring that list out next show.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's like 500 of them.
That's way too many.
But I'm going to learn some of them.
Are some of them in other languages or something?
Some of them are. I don't know where they came from.
Oh.
Some of them make sense. Some of them are funny.
I can agree. I've heard some that are truly amazing.
But I don't want to offend anyone on this show because I'm trying to be serious.
We like serious.
Right, honestly. Right, right. The architect wants me to take a serious role and let people know that on Shock Therapy, we need to be serious. But I'm going to go visit the Band of Brothers again. I'm going to go visit them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to censor everything. I'm going to give me an air horn.
And yeah, just censor just everything. Just blow it.
Yep. That's it. That's it.
Twinkle bitties.
Technical. Difficult. Flag on the play.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. 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 15-yard penalty.
Still third down.
Still third down. Yeah. Yeah, all that's going down. All that's going down. I'm not even going to tell you when I'm coming. I'm coming unannounced.
Just show up.
Just showing up.
Hey, that's what we said we was going to do on the Inner Circle.
Yeah. Do they still show up?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, you said we was just going to come up here. Just, you know we, y'all in here.
Right.
Open
right.
up the door.
They got to show up first.
All right.
Okay, let me give a message to the Inner Circle now. Let me make sure. I forgot they existed.
Yeah, me too. Just like the Band of Brothers.
Right, exactly.
Who is the Inner Circle?
What is the Inner Circle?
I don't even know what that is. Or
they're
what
a
they
vapor
do?
In the wind.
They look like a fart that just evaporated.
Yeah, but you still smell hints of it.
Yeah. Every now and again, it might bounce off a wall or two.
Right, yeah. Right. It's like a stain in the wall that's fading away.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
A little bit more bleach, we'll just wipe them.
Just get that out of here.
Just get that out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll show up on another wall.
Right.
Where do y'all get coming y'all from?
Yeah.
Hey. Just gotta do something about that.
It's like, you know, a dog wiping his butt on the floor. It's just there.
It's just there.
We walk over that Inner Circle.
Yeah. Shock therapy is here to take your place.
Yeah. You think he's going to edit this?
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to create a soundbite and make sure this gets to the appropriate party.
Yeah, make sure they hear it. Make sure they hear it. Because it ain't like they doing nothing else.
Right.
We taking care of the airtime. You're welcome.
Yeah, y'all should be thanking us.
Right, they need to pay us for our time. Make no sense.
Thoroughly.
Welcome to the Inner Circle.
Yeah, this is your host.
I don't even know their names. I don't even know their names.
They just come on repeatedly on Fridays.
Like, oh, not. I think I heard this show before. They played this last Saturday.
Right.
Are they still talking about the same subject?
Right. Y'all talked about this 3 weeks ago.
Their views have never changed. They are consistent. They are consistent.
That's one thing we can say about them. They're very consistent.
Look at them wearing the same clothes.
All huddled up around the table.
Right. Look at
y'all
them.
Y'all had that on last week.
Right. They are true to their game. The Inner Circle.
Hey, you know how you used to have dares in school?
Yeah.
That's what the Inner Circle is. Right. One big dare.
One big dare. I double D dog dare you.
Right. I don't want none of this.
Right. I would say let's go on their show, but.
What show?
We already here.
They ain't got no show, man.
Nah.
They like Tommy with a job.
Right.
You ain't got no job,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Exactly. That's for the Inner Circle. I'm calling everybody out. Is there any other shows that don't exist here? Yeah.
A few are on hiatus, but you know.
Exactly.
Oh man, when they gotta come back.
We
know y'all hear us.
Yeah, I know you hear us.
What y'all gonna do about it?
Nothing. Yeah. That's
should have had it. Crickets going.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Back on a serious note, because this is serious shock therapy today.
Yes.
Y'all are like the most bipolar people ever. Y'all are serious for 30 seconds and off the wall for the next 5 minutes.
Hey, that's all right. You said it was shock therapy. That's what we give you. This is raw and uncut.
Mm-hmm.
This is the feelers.
This isn't the unfiltered stuff either.
This ain't even
the unfiltered stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Shock therapy.
Yeah, can serious. We get a movie trailer soundbite so that I want an interest to be like a coming soon.
Right. Like Poltergeist.
Yeah. That's what I need. I want my intro to be a movie theater. An entrance.
Like
on
THX?
A show. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, there you go. Can like we do THX?
Like a Dolby thing where we deafen everybody first?
Yeah. There's one big ass bang. complete silence.
Right. The room is now deaf.
Right.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about that?
Right, right, right. Yeah. I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
Okay, well, I got to go back. We got to go back in doctor mode. Yeah, so now here we go. We're going to talking about this thing that I had a true question that I just wanted to ask out there. What do you think about the Million Man March?
The Million Man March?
Yeah, where has it gone? How have we progressed on a serious note from 1995 to 2015?
Okay.
Has anything changed for colorful people? I mean colorful in a colored way, because we are black. But
he going back to the signs on the yeah. on the bathroom stalls back in the
color
day.
Color folk.
Yeah. Your color drinking fountain.
Right. Right. You use the color bathroom.
Right, right, right.
Don't you bring yourself
oh my oh God, I was trying to be serious.
But yeah, I just want to know seriously, and I'm just throwing this question out there. How far have we came from 1995 to 2015? And if possible, can someone please explain to me what is the purpose of the Million Man March? I mean, is it supposed to be somewhere where we go to? Are we networking ourselves? I mean, do you have your, your top ranking black people, which middle class and which poor? I mean, so you have everybody in that one spot. So I'm quite sure if it's a millionaire, they say it's a million, but we actually probably know it to be probably maybe about two or three.
Okay.
So I was just curious about that question.
What have we done since Million Man March in 1995?
How far have we came since 95 to 2015? Wow. With the purpose of the Million Man March?
I think that... to be quite honest, I think with the Million Man March, they kind of did what most black people do and say, I'll take care of that tomorrow.
Okay, so basically what you're trying to tell me is they drank Hennessy, ate wings, and went to home.
Yes.
Okay. You got the itis.
Yeah. They're like, after the speech, they're like, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out, and we made a national monumental movement today. The half the party is at the Holiday Inn. We got chicken wings for everybody. 40s on tap. Mad Dog 2020. Ain't no celery or salad anywhere.
But we got a lot of blue cheese.
But we got some blue cheese.
And ranch.
Make sure you hit up the after party. And for the Maverick, there's tickle bitties everywhere. Concerning all of this right here, we'll take care of it tomorrow.
Message.
20 years later, we asked the question, what has...
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah. So... I don't know. That's my view.
I don't know either. I mean, I'm just saying. I think that some things have changed. Do I think that we've changed a whole lot since I graduated from high school? No. We still rap about the same thing. Hip hop culture is the only thing that's changed, because they have. I want to say, music. It's like hip hop is just like one big genre now.
Yeah. It's not personal. Huh?
Genre. Is that like French or something?
Is that the correct pronunciation?
I think it's genre.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But
hey, man, this your show, man. This your show. This your show.
Genre.
I understood what you were talking about.
I'm no longer going to intervene on stuff like I'm going to just get a bing sound like when you say something like
genre. That's what it's called.
Right. This is your show,
my
man.
My show.
Your show.
You know.
Who name on this?
Shock Therapy.
Who the master?
Show Nuff. So since Show Nuff was like 20 years ago, we going to call it Show Nuff 2000.
Exactly. 15.
Make perfect sense to me. Kiss my Converse, punk.
Oh my goodness. I forgot what we're talking about. With the Million Man March. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I've seen. For the first year after the Million Man March, I do believe that we had a united front, that black people were trying to support each other, that we had a community that was trying to get together. After that first year, I feel like things started dividing itself slowly and progressing away from each other as usual. And why is that? Because most of the time, society has allowed us to feel that the finances of how we live separates us and what we need to do. So we went back to the mentality of having the effect that I make more money than you, I live better than you, therefore I am not associating myself with you. And so when we went back to that instance, we started segregating ourselves into groups once again. Now, one thing that I could say about certain cultures, and you know, for the most part that I see, 80% to 90% of Arabic communities support themselves. They believe in supporting their families. They believe in supporting their own culture, and they believe in the advancement of their own culture. I feel that also in the Jewish community, they do the same thing. They support and promote themselves. They make sure that they build up their own economic status. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Chinese and so on and so forth. But when you come into the black culture, you see that there's a great divide, only because we have been trying to mentally live like someone else and not support who we are.
Do you think that's because of what's important to our culture is just having money? Or do you think that we, every time that we get some money, we just gotta floss a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's more of the floss aspect. It's not necessarily having the money, it's just seeing how well I can make myself look like I got it.
I'm gonna say that's probably about true.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you ain't wearing J's, if you ain't wearing, you know, name brand and designer,
right,
it's like you don't fit in.
You don't fit in with us.
Right. But you gonna fit in with
somewhere else,
and they don't even have name brand now.
Yeah, with the bottom
feeders. Some people don't care. The Arabic community and the Arabs and stuff like that are just now starting to walk into that culture. To the point where, right, they feel like they need to have it. But you wanna know the funny thing behind it?
Well,
they can afford it.
Yeah, because they stick together. So, you know, quite naturally, that's what it is. See, this is my whole mass way of thinking. I thought that, you know, when you got through the Million Man March, and after that, we kind of shied away from calling each other the N-word, and, you know, all this positivity was being supposed to be spread around and help your fellow brother man or
supposedly,
or your fellow brethren.
Uh-huh. But you know what? We've been trying to do that since we got off the boat.
Yeah, we have, but I think they had a lot of unity back then when we got off the boat, because we can grab each other by our hair. And we need to go.
Right.
You right.
I mean, it was a little different because they always had somebody in the background saying something in their mind to make them believe differently.
Right. I mean,
and that's why we had a generation of Martin Luther Kings and Malcolm X's and, you know, Marcus Garvey's and Sojourner Truth's and Rosa Parks and all these other great people. Coretta Scott King and so on and so forth.
Right.
To the point trying to give positive attributes into the black man's mind. But we've been so brainwashed.
Yeah. Very elusified.
Yeah.
If that is a word.
I don't know.
It sounds good.
I didn't hear a bing from the architect. So.
I don't have one yet. Next episode.
So I'm saying it is a word.
Me too.
Yeah.
If it count as points on Scrabble,
yes,
we got them.
Exactly.
We got them. But yeah, I just wanted to know, just, you know, period. Well, I mean, you know, how far have we progressed, and, you know, was it and is it worth taking that trip to do all of that? I mean, a lot of people just think that, you know, we might be asking ignorant questions, but we're not. I just want to know for real, because I've heard the hype about it, but nobody's brought anything back from the Million Man March that I felt that was worthwhile, because they lead up to that point, and then after the Million Man March, it just drops off.
True.
You don't hear nothing about it. Today is only Monday. What, the Million Man March was what? Last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, something like that?
Right.
I mean, what was it 10, 10, 15, right?
Yeah.
Today is the what?
Did they commemorate it?
I haven't heard anything about it. BET ain't sure. They showed the awards. Black Entertainment Television, No Minuteman March. I mean, you know, hey, somebody tell me that he know what's going on. I watched Snoop Dogg all night.
Did you?
Yeah. Pretty amazing performance. I didn't mind it too much this year. He didn't perform, but, you know, they cussed all night.
Yeah.
Drank. Everybody was smoking weed, and they was chilling.
So they just showed the after party at a Million Man March for the whole night.
No, it wasn't no Million Man. It wasn't no Million Man March.
Oh.
It was just BET Awards.
It was the after party.
Yeah, it was the after party.
After party.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was
after the party. The
after party. Party. And after the party at the hotel lobby. And there you go. Yeah, that's what it was. The whole entire night. We going to serve y'all some wings. And,
exactly.
You know,
after the original was probably this. Hey.
And a lot of them after the they were sitting in the lobby.
Exactly.
Wake up.
Right,
and the party just started. Oh, man, I got the itis.
Right, right.
Man, too much Hennessy, huh?
What did we do today? Man, I think we walked. We walked.
Yeah. You got sauce on them.
Right, right.
Hey, give me one of them whip naps. and right. The shot cup.
Right. They talking about, man, I ain't no ribs worth all of this walking.
Right.
I done walked all this way for some ribs.
I like ribs.
Yeah, I like ribs. Ribs and Hennessy. I walk for that.
Yeah. Everybody get a torch.
Right.
Grab where a paper plate in the cup.
Yeah, where we going? We going down on 5th Street. 5th Street?
Yeah, they said it's chilly outside. Got a bowl.
Oh, my God. They didn't go for a Million Man March. They showed up for a barbecue.
Right. On the White House lawn.
Right. They doing it where? Nigga, let's go.
They started off painting the black the gate black. Now we're going to paint the little edges. It might be the White House, but we're going to give it some black trim.
Right, 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 right. Grab these Fritos till we get there. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I got the Kool-Aid and the Fritos. Let's roll.
Get your sister. Bonquisha, let's go. Get that watermelon off the kitchen table now. And a sharp knife.
Like, where we going? We going to the grass. They got grass. Yeah. Let's go. It's loud. It's going to be loud. They got loud. Yeah, we roll.
Let's go. They better be lucky it wasn't in Tennessee or we be smoking loud bluegrass.
Exactly. Man, you finna roll? Yes, I'm finna roll.
Hey, you got the optimal, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I want big buds. You what you want, a 40?
Right, right, right. They showed up to give a speech. They're like, oh my God, where did all these Negroes come from? Let's call it the Million Man March. We'll make it epic. We'll make it epic. Million Man March. Show Farrakhan. Yep. Show Jesse Jackson. Where's Al Sharpton?
Yeah, Dave.
Get your perm over here. Come on, boy.
Yeah, we gonna need you to do it first. Put something on that perm. He need him on Hawaiian.
We gonna call this the Million Man March. We showed up to the White House.
And Jesse know he need to cut that box top off.
For real.
2015, you still walking around looking like Gumby.
Hey. The persistitude of the situation is
right. The Rainbow Coalition.
Rainbow Coalition. Push.
All right, how you feel about that, man? His son just got out of jail. Was he was trying to be the governor of Illinois, right?
Uh-huh.
Trying to take Barack's spot.
Jesse's son.
Yeah, Jesse's son.
Okay. No ding, but Barack was a senator, not a governor.
Well, he was governor first, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, well.
Man, he's turn your mic off, man. Turn your mic off.
It's our show. This is our show. If I say he was a governor.
We just made him a governor.
We just made him a governor, like Bill Clinton.
Yes, governor.
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 Don't bother me right now. I'm handling business. Yeah.
My daddy told me don't let nobody come through this door.
Right. So quit knocking.
Yeah, Mama, I love you, but Daddy is having a meeting with the secretary right now.
Right. He went to go see that lady. They talking about
a push. Corley.
He talked about Operation Push.
Oh my God. Hey, I was just wondering. What did his son get out of jail for?
Stealing.
Well, his daddy was stealing some stuff too. It runs in the family.
Hey, his daddy was stealing other people's women, and he was stealing money.
Hey, they both was making it on top. They both got a little bit off the top. You know what I mean?
Right. We both got us a little trim there, son.
So you get yours the way you need it, and I'm going to get mine my way. They always said I had a good tongue game.
They say my mouthpiece is phenomenal.
I've been doing this for 2 centuries. Right.
And I'm the first generation.
We going to call it push.
And when we get home, we gonna smoke some kush.
Cause this is a rainbow coalition. Oh my God. Let me. Oh God. Jesse ain't gonna never hear this.
Unless he come up here. Hey,
unless one of his thoughtables is out there listening to us. Right. He ain't gonna hear nothing. And Jesse's son ain't gonna hear it either.
Right. He all the way like two states away?
Two states. It don't even matter.
Three.
The Maverick wants to say something.
Never mind.
They so far away, they can't hear us.
They already on top of something else. They got other business to handle.
You do know that's not how radio works, right? It's all interconnected.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, if he hear me on a fuzzy level.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, let me hold a couple dollars.
Or
your son got it.
Or just let me hold something.
Yeah.
Because we know you got that.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever it is, both of y'all, let me get, y'all got two of, so right, let me right, have right. one of them.
Yeah, take your hands off of one.
Yeah, and let me have that one.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder
Jesse be so happy when he get behind the mic. Just a little fake grin and everything, his little mustaches.
Well, I heard they had like a little.
That's why he always make that face. He'd be sniffing his mouth.
Yeah. that flavor saver.
He be sniffing that mustache. That mustache ain't changed in the last 40 years.
Right. Hey, he got midgets in the little podium.
In the podium.
Yeah.
He like, sounded like a Busta Rhymes something.
Busta Rhymes on chocolate tie.
Yeah.
No, Busta Rhymes in higher learning. That's
right. We gonna Jesse get has caught the ghost, y'all.
Right.
He's feeling it up there. The Lord has his hands on him. They don't know that's a little midget underneath the tail.
Up underneath that cloth.
Right.
Trying to get us.
Oh, my God. Lord.
You still missed that. How you missed that?
Come on, man.
You ain't played no sports in high school, did you? I hope not, because that shot was terrible.
Yep.
What you got for us, Architect? You got that devilish grin
over
look
there. Like, yeah. Like he want to shut us up or something.
Yeah.
I have nothing. I'm just I'm thinking of all the ways I need to do damage control. What's happening right now?
Oh God! Make sure you send all your questions and comments to the architect at Shock Therapy. Culture Shock Entertainment. Culture Shock Entertainment.com. Address all things to the architect. These are his visions and views. We just project them in a physical manner.
I feel like I've denigrated my culture and I haven't even said anything. I don't know what's happening.
Hey, you're welcome.
We hit a lot of topics today.
Yeah.
Y'all hit a lot of something. Y'all threw a lot of something on the wall. I don't know if it hit the target.
The Lord to appreciate it.
we We hit a lot of stuff. I think we clarified a lot of stuff today.
I think we did too. Yeah. And I was on a serious note.
I was on a serious note too.
If this is serious, boy, I don't want to know what casual sounds like.
I don't know. You told us to be serious, man.
Y'all were genuinely serious.
This was serious. Yes, this is what I believe.
Wow. I second that emotion.
You've been on the old school kick today.
Man. Yeah, I know, man. Man, what was that song I said I was gonna listen to later on?
I can't even remember it now. I'm have to come back to it.
Hey, man, I've been feeling my old schools here.
Old schoolers, what's up?
I've been running out work. I've been doing my cardio to my old schools. Now, I still work out, you know, when you hit weights. I still believe you need gangsta rap.
Yeah, you got to make sure that something give you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear you need to have some type of flow.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of flow. You hurt yourself, but you got to have focus.
Right.
But, yeah, man, I've been listening to the Pointer Sisters.
You taking it back.
Yeah, I'm taking it back. Yeah, Smokey Robinson.
Okay.
I ain't had no problem listening to my Zoom.
Zoom.
Actually, you know what I did today? I listened to Smokey.
Okay.
With the Zoom.
Okay.
Then I kicked it over to E-40 with Zoom.
Okay.
What a mix.
Right.
It all sound the same.
Okay.
It's the same beat.
Yeah, rappers
exactly what it sounds like. A little hyphy with Motown, and
they
then
I don't have anything original anymore.
Right, it was not Smokey, Lionel.
Lionel Richie
with the Zoom, yeah. With him and the Commodore.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I kicked it over to Dr. Dre and LL with Zoom.
Okay.
Then it was E-40. So I had like a little major mix going on,
right,
man.
Right.
Lasted me about 20-30 minutes.
Like a roll back down memory lane. You was like going through the timeline or something.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, man. Now I'm just waiting on one of these little young cooties to make a song called Zoom. And then that'll carry me all the way up to the 2015 era. Because Zoom lasted through from the 70s. Then we had the little part of the late 80s, early 90s. And then we had the 90s version with E-40. And now somebody just needs to make one for the 2000s.
You don't have a dance for it, so they won't make it. You got to put a dance to it nowadays.
Oh, like Hit the Quan?
Yeah.
Or we can, this would be my dance to it, the Koi Bay Beef Dance.
All right. There you go.
Somebody out there will learn to appreciate it.
Somebody might have a dance like that already. You seen Von Miller for the Denver Broncos celebration dance? It's the hip thrust, like a real strong hip thrust with his hands on top of his head and thrust into the air. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna be nothing like that.
Somebody might already have that.
Nah, I don't want no. I don't want no hip thrust. I don't want no booty bouncing music either. We had to think about that one, Architect.
We could write a song.
You just said you want some Two Live Crew to be your background music before the show started.
Man, yeah, Doodoo Brown. Yes.
You gonna do that?
No.
Why not? Ain't no cussing in it.
Yeah, I'm afraid that if you get a hold of it, you might not be able to contain yourself. I already have to go into overtime editing these shows and make it family friendly.
You edit my shows?
Yeah, I've been editing since I met you. It's been a big edit.
With Twinkle Bitties?
Right. So it's okay for that. But if we say...
Excuse me, if I'm correct, the proper anatomy term is breast. You can say breast.
But that's not what he said.
Yeah, it is.
That's not what he said.
He called him Twinkle Bitty.
No.
Yeah, he did.
You tried to denigrate the man and defame his character and said that. He didn't say that.
What was it? Twinkle Bitty?
He didn't say Twinkle Bitties?
No. You said it.
Maverick didn't say that.
No.
Did he agree when I said Twinkle Bitties?
No, I think he just ignored you and kept on with his story.
So it's okay for him to get smothered by breastises. But if I say something, it's a problem.
Tinkle bitties.
He's telling his story.
And toucan. That's okay.
I think that might have been encouraged by y'all.
That was his word.
Matter of fact, yes, that it was. Because you were talking about plug it in. That's where it came
from. And he came in from the toucan. Nobody told him to translate what it means.
Right.
Nobody told him to translate.
Man's name ain't Webster.
Right.
You know, he came in here with his blended edges and hair on fleek.
I need to get me some locks so I can say some crazy stuff.
Yes, hopefully in about 5 years it takes some locks.
You have some sense. I'll go down to the shop, have them tape some locks on my head.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll come in and say some crazy stuff.
Tinkle bitties.
or the Tinkler.
Yeah.
Tookin.
Tookin. Tookin.
Yeah. Mav sound like he should be on Street Fighter.
Right. Tickle Bitty Tookin. Yeah. Right.
What's that, like a cheat code?
Yeah.
No cheat code. That's his finishing move.
Yeah. He hit him with the Tickle Bitties and smother him to death. Tookin. And then he throw the toucan on them.
Right.
Don't know how that one going to work.
Yeah, hey, you know how it work when they got their arch in the back and they got their head down.
Well, he fighting against Scorpion. I don't know how that's going to work.
Finish him. Right. The toucan.
Scorpion be like, dude.
Get over here.
This ain't how it's going to end. This is not going how it's going to end.
Hey, man, I don't know how you get that.
Hey, so
it was fun while it lasted, though.
Give me some locks with some blended edges. I could come in and say some crazy stuff.
Right, yeah.
Or I could be the love doctor and say stuff too, huh?
I got glasses. I just got to be light skinned. Oh.
He has a license to say what he said.
You can say whatever you want to say. When you're the love doctor.
Listen.
Nobody's going to contest.
You need to play with it for a minute and then. Once you get it right and moist, and it's on for the game. The game is on.
Right.
Play ball. So you can be the love doctor.
Then you stick in your selfie stick.
Right. Right. So the love doctor can say that.
It doesn't even sound right.
No.
It doesn't even sound right.
I think it's the level of his voice.
Well, you know, if you get your selfie stick out and then, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And then push on that thing on it.
Push it on then love doctor. And then everything's okay. Everything's okay after he finishes with that.
When you worked as hard as he has to become an actual doctor, certain things you can do that other people can't.
I worked as hard to be
so
a doctor.
So he's justifying everything they do. I can be like,
I'm just
love
doctor.
No.
I can give
a
love doctor.
Is a love doctor OBGYN?
Yeah, is he?
He may be. Because, I mean, he is Romeo. I mean, he might be.
He a street OBGYN?
Is it at home OBGYN? I don't know. You got to ask that man. I bet you can come up with a proper explanation for it.
I'm ready for it. Hey, so if I was the Maverick with blended edges and locks, I could say crazy stuff. If I was the love doctor with a smooth voice, I could say what I wanted.
Right.
But what if I was, I'm just saying.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm just saying.
He just come out the bag on some stuff.
Yeah, he do.
And guess who he's negatively influenced by?
Who?
Your lovely co-host.
He not here when the show is going on. Right.
Half of the stuff he says he got from him.
Yeah, but the Riddler's not here. You can't blame that on him.
Yeah,
the Riddler never told him to say that on the air.
What did he say on the air?
I don't know.
Me
I don't
either.
Listen to the show. It's okay if they do it, but wait a minute.
We can't
do that.
Baddest word we can say on here is wolf piss.
Wolf piss.
You know.
We don't get no further,
dummy.
We don't get no further than wolf piss and Sarah.
No, that's Sarah calling.
No, that's Sarah calling. Sound lovely, Sarah. Oh my god.
Sarah?
Yes.
Sarah!
Ah! Ah! Sarah! Get off the selfie stick! Oh my god. Unless I'm the architect.
Yeah.
Then I can mute mics and say whatever I want. Then,
there is a benefit to being me.
If I was the architect, I could say whatever I want. I could edit it so that I sound like a genius.
And we sound stupid.
It's a bit of beautiful art.
And make us sound horrible.
I really don't need to help y'all in that area. Y'all got it covered.
Trying to say is that I need to be on the Band of Brothers to say whatever I want to say.
Yeah, if you get the credentials, if you will, meaning the ring, then sure you can.
I don't have time for no spiritual whip right now. that's that spiritual whip.
Yeah, Kunta.
Yes.
My name is Toby.
What's your name, boy?
Kunta.
No.
Toby.
You ain't got to hit me but one time. Right. What you want my name to be, man? That's my name. Stop hitting me.
All right, we're running out of time, and I know I can't corral these guys.
Listen.
So let me close out the show.
Listen, I'm not done.
If you want to listen to these guys,
wait till the next show. Oh, sure you thought this show was bad?
Entertainment.com.
Yeah, wait till I get back on this show next time.
Feel free to comment. I would love to hear your comments.
I'm going completely off.
We need a voice of reason. CNCRadio.com.
I am going to act.
Is the radio station.
Fool.
Facebook.com and Instagram. You can find us on Culture Shock Entertainment. You can find us on Periscope. You can find us on Twitter. Crazy. All that good stuff. Somebody say bye before we get kicked out of here.
I ain't saying nothing.
You said enough.
Hit the button.
Close the door.